Welcome to the Transformation Podcast. This is a podcast on agile, lean, and digital transformation, hosted by your host, Vert Jacobsen Kramer. Enjoy this series, and should you want to give us a feedback, please do so on our website or by email. We look forward to hear from you. Enjoy. And then finally, and then I want to basically stop for today. Let's just go back to the four levels of communication, or the four areas of communication in the social system, okay? Because every social system is created through communication. That's something that, you know, is important to remember. So, I gave this example last time. So if you look at the Dallas Mavericks, right? What's the color of the Dallas Mavericks? Blue, white, black, right? Blue, white, black. Okay. So what's the color of the San Antonio Spurs? Black and white? Okay. So by wearing either black and white or black, blue, and white, right, I signal to the outside world which social system I am part of. So it's a form of communication. And so a fan group is basically, for example, is a social system, and they communicate through the way they wear clothes. But there's other levels which they communicate through. And all that communication is creating the social system. So let's look at this again, because it's very relevant if you now say in your company, you want to go the next step. You want to go to the next performance levels. There's four areas of communication where you can work on. First one is language. And that's the very obvious form of communicating, right? Because we talk. Now here, what you can do is you can start using language, which is change language or which is next performance language. So, for example, you can talk about, let's have transparent communication between each other. Let's be truthful. Let's have a retrospective. Let's sit down and let's talk, right? Instead of send me your report, send me an email, okay? So you can start changing the language you use to more go into the new world that you want to go to. Okay, so that's the first level. Second level is behavior. So you can change behavior. You can start doing shop floor management yourselves. And we set up yesterday the board at the lean level, okay? So you start to go to the meetings, you participate, you show you're actually, you know, leading by behaving yourself in the new way. That's a very powerful, obviously, very powerful form of communication in the social system, that the leader leads the pack, right? You walk the talk. Okay, second layer. Third layer of communication, rules and processes. So, processes are basically standardized behavior that you repeat all the time. So that's a process. We agree we want to have a certain behavior, and we agree we want to repeat it all the time. So that's a process. And that's actually where leadership really starts. So you have inherited some processes here as a manager. You're inside this company, and someone did the job before you, so you inherit processes, right? And now the question is, are the processes still working? Do they still work and achieve what you want to achieve, or do you need to change it? Or do you need to change the way you do the process? How? And that's where leadership starts. So if you want to be a leader, then the question is, how can I change the process, or how can I live the process in a way that it really makes an effect? Okay, and that's where you become a leader, when you start changing processes, when you engage in change, when you start, for example, implementing shop floor management as a new tool, as a new process, right? You act as a leader. And finally, last point is identity. Now, identity is a little bit a special topic, because that's something that usually we delegate to coaches, outside coaches, right? They come in and they have coaching sessions with people, right? And then people usually change their identity. And as managers, we usually don't have that much time to spend on people, right? To engage on people. And that's why identity is often something that we don't pay so much attention to. However, if you have the skill to even change the identity of yourself or even of a person, well, then miracles start to happen. So I just want to give you a short example what I mean by this. So a couple of years back, I was working for a company in China, and they had an issue with the internal logistics manager, the guy that was doing internal logistics, moving parts around in the shop floor, right? He was not performing. So the clients come up to me and they say, can you talk to this guy? Can you have a special coaching session, right? He's somehow not performing. So I talk to that person, and he says, and I ask him, so what's your job? And he says to me, I'm a forklift driver. I am the supervisor of the forklift drivers. Now, what does that tell you about his identity?
That forklift driver didn't have the identity of a logistics manager, right? So then I did a little trick. So I took a flip chart and put it on the table. And then I asked him to draw his operation facility. So he took the pen and he drew the layout of the facility, and then I made him draw the workstations and his logistics highways, basically, where that he's using with his forklifts and forklift drivers. And then I asked him, so if this is your facility and these are your logistic highways, where do you have traffic jams? And, then he got all excited and he says, okay, look, I have a traffic jam here and I have a traffic jam here. And sometimes when this and that happens, then we have a problem here. And then I ask him, okay, well, then what can you do about it? Like, if you could decide to change this, if you were allowed to change this, what would you do? What would you suggest? And then he got all fired up and all excited, and he says, yeah, well, if I could decide, if that would be my responsibility, then I would do like this and 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 that. And then I turned around to him and said, and see, that's exactly what a logistic manager, an internal logistic manager, is supposed to do. And then he looked at me, and you could virtually see his brain click behind his eyes and looking at me and smiling and say, ah, well, then if that's what a logistic manager is supposed to do, well, then I am a logistic manager, because that's what I can do. I know how to do that. So now I understand. So that's what I mean, that when you work with identity, then the magic starts to happen, because in that second, basically, he understood what his role meant and basically he switched into a new identity by understanding what he's able to do and what he's supposed to do and allowed to do and what he actually can do. And that basically changed his identity. And so when I went back to the company the next day, first of all, I mean, he already had, at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, he put up the same flip chart on the side of his office, and he had people coming in and explaining all his plans and stuff like this. And when I walked up to him, I said, "So what do you do in this company?" And he looked at me and he smiled and says, "I am the internal logistics manager." And so what I'm trying to say is, look, you all get, you know, busy with all your, you know, projects and tasks and calls and meetings and so on. But I tell you, if you plan more time into your agenda to have really intense dialogues and human dialogues with your colleagues about purpose and identity, and if you're able to, you know, provide information and offer some thoughts and ideas that will make your employees, your staff, change their identity, then miracles start happening, and it's the biggest lever that you can actually have or create, and you will see substantial change. And so finally, I just want to mention that, you know, you can go through these four levels of communication in the social system to create change. And so you can change your language, you can change your behavior, you can change processes, and then you can could also take in the future maybe more time and dedicate yourself to more coaching time with your people to slowly change their identity and to move them from A to B. And finally, I just want to mention that when I look back at the 20 years of consulting experience that I have and all the successful CEOs and managers that I have met, is out of these people, out of these managers, those that were really successful in transforming business and creating long-term sustainable change, those were people that spent about 50 to 60% of their time on coaching people, on really having deep human interactions and moving, you know, helping people to move, to change from one identity basically to the next identity level. Okay? All right, so I want to stop here. Thanks for listening. And if you have any more questions or reactions, please send me an email or reach out to me and get in contact. I'm also available for speaking tours and assignments to come and see you at your company, at your business, and to interact even more with you. So thanks a lot, everyone, for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Bye-bye.
That was the Transformation Podcast on Agile, Lean and Digital Transformation. I hope you liked it. Please reach out to us for some feedback. And if you need some support in your business environment, we are more than happy to support you with some of the high value consulting. So please don't hesitate and reach out to us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you. Bye-bye.